Hello everybody, whoever is listening to this audio right now, it's 12:05 a.m. I think it's Tuesday. Yeah, anyway, so right now I had this inspiration to talk about something real deep. This was a conversation that I had with my mom like about 2 hours ago, and it was simply about the subject that how important it is for everybody that is in a difficult situation going through lots of things to actually listen to their inner voice, and that inner voice can lead them through all the hardships and stuff, which is a really profound topic that's really touched with me. My mother, she's a lawyer, and she has been through a lot of stuff. And first of all, before I start, I gotta say, this is way out of my comfort zone. Like talking to other, recording some audios and talking about different subjects and sharing it with other people, like this is the ultimate get out of your comfort zone mission for me. So that said, this is just a tool for me to get out of my comfort zone. But anyways, yeah, my mom has been through lots of things, and she was just sharing with me that how just sitting down and shutting all the noises out and just consulting your own sort of higher consciousness in order to figure out what to do in difficult times, or even in like normal times, or like in good times. We talked about how that inner voice can guide us through the very, very little steps. Like, it doesn't have to be something big, like changing your whole career or changing your major at college or doing big things. That inner voice can just guide you through what to do this morning, or what to say to that person, or what's the right thing. What's the right angle to approach this problem, or anything, any little thing that's just so minor and controllable that that if you can just sit down for a moment and think about it, you already know the answer to it. Like, it is so self-evident. And actually not listening to that inner voice can be a real bad torture. A very simple and surface level of example can be like a student who doesn't do the homework. Like, you view homeworks as problems and you procrastinate, but deep down you know you should be doing this. And if you just keep avoiding the voice inside of your head that's telling you to do your homeworks, the situation is gonna get worse and worse, and until you're like in such a disaster for not sitting down for a half an hour and just doing the fucking homework. Excuse my language. But yeah, but that example can, like, that was really shallow, but in very, very deep ideas and situations, and in very big ways, it can be helpful as well. And yeah, so starting every day, there is this inner voice that can tell me and everybody else on this planet what's the right move. Even something as minor as